Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 1. Constantly changing music media. Chances are you own some music CDs and cassette tapes. You might even own an MP3 player. These days, we have so many music formats to choose from. How did we get so many choices? Well, ever since the music industry was born, companies have been trying to make it more convenient for people to take music wherever they go. This has resulted in a series of different media for storing music. The first medium used for music was vinyl records. This was the most popular music format from the 1950s until the 1990s. One kind of vinyl record was the LP. LP stands for long play. Users of vinyl records always had to know the speed at which to play them. Some records played at 78 RPM, revolutions per minute, and some played at 45 or 33 RPM. So there were actually several kinds of vinyl records. Of course, no one could carry their records and listen to them on the bus or subway. Record players or turntables were too big. So teenagers usually gathered at a friend's house and they all listened to the same records. In that way, music was a social activity. In the 1970s, Sony began selling a revolutionary device, the Walkman. This portable device allowed music lovers to take their music anywhere and listen to it privately, even in public places. The Walkman played compact audio cassette tapes, which were a new kind of music format. Cassettes are still sold today, but they have never been as popular as records or CDs. The compact disc, or CD, has dominated music media since the 1990s. Actually, CD technology was released in the United States in 1983, but by 1990, only 28% of American households had a CD player. One reason that Americans were slow to adopt CD technology was its cost. It was pretty expensive in the early years. Another reason was that many people thought vinyl records sounded better than CDs. In fact, there are still some LP enthusiasts who prefer listening to records. Now that CDs are the highest selling portion of the music market, people are already turning to new media formats, such as MP3. The introduction of MP3 technology signaled a new chapter in music storage media. By converting music to MP3 format, users can store several times more music on a CD. Not only that, but MP3 players can hold hundreds of songs, all in a device smaller than a wallet. Plus, users can constantly add new music to their MP3 players without having to buy compact discs. We have no idea what the future holds for music media, but we can be sure that there will be a revolutionary new way to store and listen to music before very long.